Are you consistently nice to yourself? Maybe there are moments when you're really nice to yourself, but it's not the norm. As you work on self-compassion, you want to build towards a place where you're being kind to yourself more often than not. And the way to do that is to build self-compassion into your daily routine. So, how can you build a self-compassion routine? In this second part of my two-part series on self-compassion, I'm gonna dive into number one, my own self-compassion routine, number two, why consistency is so important in practicing self-compassion, and number three, how to maintain your own self-compassion routine. Speaking for myself, self-compassion isn't just one thing. It's a bunch of different approaches to life. What is first and foremost for me is practicing meditation. This morning, I woke up and I sat for 20 minutes and I was able to be in touch with how I was feeling inside. And any of the places that were uncomfortable or not feeling great, I was able to be with them without judgment and then offer some kindness to them. This afternoon, I'm going to find some time to get out in nature and exercise. Exercising is another way that I am kind to my body and my mind. And I always make sure after I'm done working out to acknowledge that I've done something good for myself. I'll just pat myself on the shoulder and say, hey man, you did a good job. So that leads me into positive self-talk, changing how I talk to myself. This is something that I've built up over time. Having that inner defense attorney that can stand up to the inner critic and say, hey, you know, what you're saying isn't necessarily true or right or the right way to say it. Being able to speak to myself the way that I would speak to a friend, offering myself kindness and forgiveness and forbearance has been huge. And that's something that happens incrementally over time, but it's been really transformative. Being creative, whether that's writing a new song or journaling or designing a new t-shirt, any number of things. Creativity is a great outlet for practicing self-kindness and self-compassion. And finally, practicing gratitude at the end of the day. And it doesn't just have to be at the end of the day. It could be any time of day. But practicing gratitude, thinking of all the different things I can be grateful for, can really bring a sense of well-being and feeling good. So here are three ways that you can build self-compassion into your daily routine. Number one, when you wake up in the morning, practicing meditation and offering yourself some affirmations, saying to yourself, I'm going to do the best that I can today. Today's a fresh start. And I choose to be kind to myself today. Number two, in the afternoon, you can practice gratitude. Just asking yourself, what can I be grateful for right now? Research shows that gratitude improves your self-esteem and overall well-being. And it's something that you can practice anytime, but it's great to do in the middle of the day. And number three, at the end of your day, reflecting on the day you've had, acknowledging the challenges and the accomplishments that you've had, and doing that in the same way that you would do for a friend. Once you've built the habit of self-compassion, it'll start to feel more and more natural to be kind to yourself. And that is what we're going for. Why don't we practice a little self-compassion right now? And I'll give you some time to do it. Let's take a moment to think of one thing we can be grateful for in this moment. I'll give you 5 seconds to call something to mind. Did you think of something? How do you feel right now? This is something that you can practice any time of day just to give yourself that extra boost. Self-compassion is the most important gift anybody can give to themselves. So I'm wishing you well on your self-compassion journey. Take care, remember to be kind to yourself, and I'll see you again soon. Peace.